I'm Ezra Fieldsmeyer.
And I'm Marty Harding.
And welcome back to another episode of Animation and Beyond.
This week, we're talking about a children's phenomenon that started as a camp song and became a YouTube video and became a highly covered song and is now a TV show and a movie.
Yes, a whole variety of things and has had a big cultural impact, which we'll talk about in our episode. And I really like this song and thing that some people find annoying, but I enjoy.
That's right. We're talking about the song Baby Shark. How does it go, Ezra?
I know, but I'll tell you how it goes, but I would consider it a modern nursery rhyme compared to classic nursery rhymes we all know as like Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, Old MacDonald Had a Farm, Itsy Bitsy Spider. Those are all classic nursery rhymes. This is a modern one.
Sure. Yeah. Maybe it hasn't been around quite as long as some of those other ones that you listed.
Yeah. Like for those ones that have been around for centuries. And this is a modern one. Those are classics.
Yeah. The earliest knowledge of this song dates back to the 1900s. So just in the last 100 years or so.
Yes. Baby shark. Do, 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 do. Baby shark. Do, 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 do. Baby shark. Do, 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 do. Baby shark. And there's a special movement for that song.
Yeah, there's hand movements where you start as little baby shark with just your fingers, and then your mama shark with your hands, and then your daddy shark with your big arms, and so on and so forth. And it tells a little story.
I know.
But first, before we get any further about Baby Shark, we are going to do a word of the day.
Yes.
I got this right here, man. It's time for word of the day, new words. You can say new words for your rhymes and for your wordplay. By the time you leave this video, you'll be smarter than you was before. It's time for word of the day, new words. You can say new words for your rhymes and for your wordplay. By the time you leave this video, you'll be smarter than you was before.
What's our word of the day, Ezra?
Viral video.
Viral video. What's a viral video, Ezra?
Like when something is first uploaded and it instantly gets a lot of views and likes and reactions and becomes really popular. Good examples of ones like early classic YouTube videos such as Charlie the Unicorn or Hamster Dance or Charlie Bit Me and or like the Rebecca Black song Friday or The Annoying Orange. Those are all good examples of viral videos and people still do them today.
Yeah. And it's funny, viral as a word was originally associated with disease. So if it was an epidemic, like COVID-19, for example, it is often spread through a virus that spreads quite easily and therefore infects many, many people. So a viral disease is one that infects many people rapidly.
Or virus, like before you say that, viral, like virus, like a computer virus or then the system.
Yeah, same idea. This issue, malfunction in the computer spreads really quickly and sabotages the entire thing. Now, the use of viral for internet content, specifically videos or songs, is kind of a positive thing. It means success. When this video is going viral, it means that it's being picked up by many, many people who are watching it multiple times and really enjoying it. So it's a signature of success for videos all over the internet and songs and dances and, you know, most things can go viral these days, it seems like.
Or like internet memes, like humor and comedy.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So you listed some of the original viral videos. I looked up some of the most watched YouTube videos of all time. So these would be videos that went viral and then continue to get views. And I brought this up because Baby Shark, the video we're talking about today, is actually one of them. So Baby Shark is number one with the most views of all time, any video on YouTube. It's got 14 billion views, which is so many. The next most viewed video on the internet is the song Despacito's music video by Luis Fonsi, and that has 8.38 billion views. The next two are nursery rhyme videos, similar to Baby Shark, funny enough, and they have around 6.7 billion views on YouTube, and those are Johnny Johnny Yes Papa and Bath Song. And the fifth one with 6.2 billion views is the music video for Shape of You by Ed Sheeran. So We have kind of a theme here. It's children's content and also music. Why do you think those two things are so successful at going viral?
Because music has become a big influence in pop culture over decades and centuries.
Totally. And what about children's videos?
Yeah, like ones that have been like appealing even to little kids who are probably like 4 or 5.
Yeah, and some kids have iPads or access to the internet now, so they can look up these videos on their own.
Yeah, like with the digital age or even then, like maybe like 2005, 6, and 7, when before it was more advanced like it is today, how they did it on their desktop and laptop, and they don't do it just on those anymore, a whole variety of devices.
Yeah, which children and people who have children have access to. And if you think about how many people in the world have children and are seeking out entertainment for children, it makes sense that these videos for children would go viral, including Baby Shark Dance. So viral videos are extremely powerful. They reflect, you know, what our culture is interested in and what it celebrates and what spreads quickly. And it also reflects the consumer power of kiddos and their entertainment.
I know, yes. And it's interesting how it's become a big popular thing in the digital age in pop culture with entertainment, like on different websites, like on social media, like Facebook, Twitter, which is now X, Instagram, TikTok, beyond YouTube.
Yeah, totally. Things go viral on all platforms. And how do things go viral, do you think, Ezra? How do videos go viral?
When somebody posts it, and it depends on how many people at first view it or access it, and then it gets shared like multiple times. And so lots of people like all over the world see it.
Yeah. Yeah. The way a lot of these platforms' algorithms work now is that the more popular something is, the more it's spread around. So the more it shows up for other people. So popularity becomes exponential. The more popular it is, the more popular it gets. And so that's why something that's being spread and shared and watched a lot can go everywhere and get seen by everyone.
I know.
Any last things you want to say about viral videos, Ezra?
It's such an interesting thing that's really popular in the world today.
Definitely. And very powerful too.
Yes, I know. We've talked a lot about viral videos, and now I'm ready to talk about Baby Shark, this worldwide phenomenon, and how it's become a big impact and influence for a lot of things.
Sounds good. Let's move into our feature presentation and talk about the most viral video of all time.
So this song we all know is Baby Shark. I think dates back into like the 20th century, like probably in like the early like 1990s is when it became a thing. And I think I remember when I went to camp when I was younger, I remember seeing people who sang and play it as a fun and an interactive song.
Yeah, totally. I agree. I remember learning this song when I was really little in a camp environment where you sing a lot of different songs that are catchy and easy to follow along and oftentimes have hand movements, just like this one.
Or like a popular like scout song for like the Boy Scouts.
Totally.
I know. And I remember the special movement of it. And I remember in 2016 is when the song first became viral and it became a big instant hit. And I remember it became a franchise from something known for doing animated preschool oriented stuff like on the internet called Pinkfong.
Yeah, so Pinkfong basically did a video with some child actors and animation singing this song and portraying its accompanying hand motions. Now, I did a little bit of research on this because usually when you release a song on YouTube, you have to have the copyrights to it. But apparently, despite people trying in the past, no one has secured a copyright for this song, and therefore the song itself is public domain, which means that anyone could record this song and release it to the public. It is a publicly owned piece of art.
Like public domain recently, the original Steamboat Willie Mickey entered the public domain. Well, I know that this company, Pinkfong, is based in South Korea.
Yes, and they specialize in young children's entertainment.
Yes, and it was founded in 2010.
Yeah. So, what happened when they released this video of Baby Shark on the internet in 2016?
It became viral and instantly popular, and so many people, not just in a certain area, but like all over the world, have watched it, especially kids who are very little.
And why do you think it was so attractive to kids?
Because of the colorful characters, especially the colorful sharks, and how it's like there's like silly characters who live under the sea.
Yeah, that, the silly sharks, the cute characters and animation style, and then also the fact that they have these actual two kids doing the song and dance along to the sound of a 10-year-old Korean American girl singing the song.
Huh, interesting. I know. And I know it's become popular with people somewhere in West Palm Beach, Florida, and in a jail in Oklahoma City, in different parts across the country and around the world. And it's become like popular in like shows, referenced in shows like a 2010 movie called Rubber, and in the Angry Birds movie too. And even the comedy show I really like, The Annoying Orange, had did a parody called Gravy Barf.
That's funny. Yeah, so it's popular enough that other forms of entertainment and media know to reference it. It's also referenced in other places. For example, in May of 2018, a political party in South Korea, the Liberty Korean Party, started using Baby Shark to promote its candidates in an election, which I don't know about the success of that because some people do find the song annoying, but it's a clever idea. Additionally, Kellogg, the cereal company, partnered with the parent company of Pinkfong to create a Baby Shark cereal in 2019.
Yeah, a lot of cereal companies over the years have done like limited time branded cereals based on like popular films and shows.
That's right. It's just a great advertising strategy for both parties.
I know it's appeared in the game Just Dance 2020, which is one of the games in the Just Dance series, as well as the mobile game Bang Dream Girls Band Party, which there was a special event for that game in, I remember, which was a, I think, a manga game.
Oh, interesting. Wow. So, with all of these references, collaborations, and games associated with Baby Shark from this one YouTube video's success, it was only a matter of time before someone made it into a TV show, which happened in 2020.
Yes, yeah, called Baby Shark's Big Show. And I know it first premiered on Nickelodeon. I remember for the Nick Jr. block, it first premiered in as the pilot, which was a Christmas special called Baby Shark's Big Fishmas Special.
And this show was a collaboration between Nickelodeon and the Korean parent company of Pinkfong, like I mentioned, which meant that not only is it aired in English, it's also dubbed and aired in Korean. So the show actually has two different voice casts for the two different shows.
I know, interesting. And I forgot to mention Baby Shark was also in an ad for the Filipino shopping company Shopee, as in for an adver as an advertisement for it in 2018. Now back to this animated show. I know it became popular, and I know Baby Shark, of course, has become popular with toys and merchandise and all kinds of stuff. And I know it's even become popular with kids' game apps for iOS and Android, and even a video game for consoles.
Yeah, since the success of the TV show Baby Shark's Big Show, we have even more developed characters that we can make into merchandise and tell stories of. And the success of this show has led to the broader success of the song and video itself.
I know, yes. I know Baby Shark in that show. His real name is Brooklyn, as it was revealed in that show.
That's right, we've got Brooklyn. And Brooklyn has a bunch of friends in the underwater town of.
Carnivore Cove.
That's right. And Baby Shark goes on all these adventures with his friends.
I know, yeah, and there's some friends who are some other sea creatures. I know, and then there's a kind of a mean shark bully named Shadow, who likes to pick on others.
Right, he's the villain in some episodes.
I know, yeah. And I know this has become a popular animated kid show for Nick Jr., part of Nickelodeon, and I thought it gets a really creative and show, like making this viral video and song be a show with a story, an actual story.
I agree. It's a very creative development of something that was very abstract to start. And now we've got a movie out on Paramount Plus.
Called Baby Shark's Big Movie, which premiered back in December. And I know this isn't the first time there's been a movie. There has been a movie called Pink Fong and Baby Shark's Space Adventure, which came out in 2019. And I think there was also a follow-up to that, which were computer animated before they did the show. And then this movie based on the show, and in turn based on the viral video.
Right. So lots of content. If you do like Baby Shark, be sure to go check out the Baby Shark movie from December, like you said, on Paramount Plus. Ezra, is there any last things you'd like to say about Baby Shark?
It's become popular with toys and merchandise, as I said earlier. It has a lot of other characters in the show who are not just sharks, but some other colorful sea creature characters. And it's even had collaborations with things online, like Sesame Street. Oh, and also it had a collaboration once as well with the Wiggles.
That's right. Once again, we're seeing the power of children's entertainment.
I know, and how it's a popular thing in the digital age, like with things online, like streaming, and how there's a lot of things for younger kids on these modern platforms to see.
That's right. So let's move on into trivia. We have to answer our question from a few weeks ago now. Apologies for the break, everyone.
I remember the question. What is the name of the cartoon and comic that Greg Heffley created in the first Diary of a Wimpy Kid?
And the answer is...
Zooey Mama, which is just a really funny cartoon that Greg created in that book.
That's right. It's a very fun name, too.
Yes, I know. And it was in, I think, the 2021 fully animated remake, I remember.
Good for them, sticking to the original story.
I know, yeah.
Great. So, what's our trivia question for this week about Baby Shark?
In what popular show on Apple TV Plus had a reference to the popular song?
To be clear, this is not a reference that Ezra or I mentioned earlier in this episode. If you think you know the answer, though, be sure to listen to our next episode.
Yes, thank you for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode of Animation and Beyond.
Goodbye.